Okay, good morning everyone. Very, very warm welcome to today's pre-market trade plan session. Hope you're all keeping well. Unfortunately, we just had a little bit of a nightmare, and I'll show you in a second with our charts. I accidentally pressed the wrong button on my keypad, and I lost all my charts instantly, and I couldn't get them back. So I've been fiddling around. You'll see in a second when I show you. Bit of a pain in the backside, and it was just prior to broadcasting. So I've just been trying to get that back up on screen so we can go through some of the technical data. But anyway, good morning everyone. The idea of this session is to be prepared as we can for today's trading opportunities. Really quite a choppy background, really, to be fair, with the market fundamentals that are coming down the track. So tomorrow we've got CPI numbers and we've got FOMC. That's going to be a bit of a significant game changer, we would assume, for these markets. And what sort of price action will we get in the build up to that is a bit of an unknown, of course. And we don't really have much catalyst for any kind of shift. So generally, we would probably expect very little price action going into that event. And even once you get the CPI, you know, the markets might not react in any significant fashion, because it really depends what the Fed do with that data is what's going to be potentially earth-shaking for the financial markets. And we could get a considerable volatility very, very quickly. Okay, please hear risk warning. So just very quickly, in terms of an introduction, all profitable traders need to consider trade selection, which markets to trade. Where do we enter and exit these markets? How do we manage risk? Trade management as well, not to be confused with risk management. And trading psychology, all very important features. We adjust these considerations every day in our live trade rooms, and we are strong advocates of being consistent in our approach, accurate with the levels we use, disciplined with our capital, and be patient as well. Okay, so let's just touch upon those two events. We did have some interesting pound news out just a little while ago, and it's job numbers. So the amount of people that applied for claimants and has shot up really quite significantly, plus average earnings index has reasserted itself, really, I guess. So we're expecting a bit of softening. This is a bit of a surprise. This kind of feeds into the Fed's and the BOE's kind of narrative, really, to see the jobs market loosen quite considerably. It's the highest number since going back to March 2021. So that is a good 3 years ago, isn't it? Just over 3 years. So this is the highest loosening, really, of the jobs market for quite some time. An average earnings index, we're seeing people's wages consistently stay above inflation. There is a 10-year bond auction, which is going to be interesting. We had Janet Yellen grilled by senators in the US about her decision to refinance more of US debt on the short end, rather than paying a lower interest rate over the longer term. So she was really grilled on that basis, increasing their exposure to those higher interest rates at those shorter term levels. So that's always an interesting development. And she was saying that by those making those decisions, that the Treasury are not trying to time the market. And then she followed up with an explanation of what timing the market is. Just contradicting herself completely, in our opinion. So tomorrow we're going to get GDP numbers coming out. Flat. It's a stagnating economy. We have inflation, higher inflation, lower growth, high wage. But it's a stagflating economy from a growth perspective. So then all eyes are really on tomorrow's CPI numbers. It's going to be interesting to just see how these month-on-month numbers get on. If it is 0.1 or less, that would be what the Fed would be really wanting to see. We've got core CPI just remaining really quite sticky, along with headline year-on-year remaining quite sticky as well. So they might have something to cling on the month-to-month headline CPI number, which the Fed, they're not going to make a decision to cut rates. We think that's extremely unlikely. But, we'll see whether the market will continue to price in, broadly speaking, 2 rate cuts this year, or will they trim that down? So they've trimmed from 6 to 3 to 2, and now it looks like we might get 1 perhaps in December. So I suppose the takeaway really is that all eyes really are on tomorrow's news. So what does that mean for these markets? This is the problem we had. Unfortunately, I somehow managed to lose all the charts, and we lost all the data on the charts, which is very, very frustrating. But looking at the short-term price action, we had a strong sell on Friday off the back of a bit of higher than expected non-farm payroll number, considerably higher. And then we gapped lower and we rallied, and now it looks like we're just pulling back a little bit off the lows. And the pound, it's not really moving off the back of that data that was just out there about an hour ago. It'd be worth keeping an eye on the pound, see if the dollar starts to strengthen. Yesterday we saw a little bit of dollar weakness in most areas. So the dollar yen. So this is where we've been trying to get these markets back And we can do so pretty quickly, but it does mean loading our chart just before we have a talk about it. The dollar Swiss, it's in this indecision phase because we had a good rally on Friday. We were really expecting a follow through rally really prior to tomorrow's FOMC, and as you can clearly see, you know, we haven't seen that. CAD next. So I really do apologize about this. It was two buttons that I should not have pressed on the keyboard. So we didn't get that follow through. Same sort of narrative, really. Maybe we'll get some continuation today. That's often the case. So again, we had a good rally Friday, bounced back yesterday. Now we've got to deal with some of that indecision. Our bias is still very, very much to the downside. We're probably going to look to keep that particular trade. And the dollar's sort of been grinding weaker. So big rally Friday, bounce off the lows, and now we've got a bit of a decision to make. Will we continue to pull back and continue to rally? Or will this market actually roll over? We'll be watching that very, very carefully. The good news is we get lovely new fresh charts when we switch rooms now in a minute, we'll edit these and we'll put some lines in. Euro yen. Yesterday, we kind of gapped lower. We rallied to the downside. We reversed over the course of the day. And this is all in one day. And now we've got a bit of positivity as well. Still gapping lower just ever so slightly from the close. Pound yen. Just quickly just putting in this. So we have these highs up here. And we're moving back to these highs. I think what we can say is we got the 200.55 level to see if this market can rally above. Doesn't look like it's able to do so. A bit of a question mark over the pound more broadly. So crude oil. Really surprising strong rally yesterday, and we said if we couldn't get a sell at the 76, we'd be looking to sell around 79. And as you can see, we're very close to that. We're only a dollar and a bit away. Yesterday's high is the 77.81, so we're only $1.20 away really from these highs up here, $1.40. So really not too far. Really surprising snapback, really. But what that might do is present us with a decent opportunity to start selling at these slightly higher prices. We can do a little bit of analysis, really. So we've got that type of upper trend line. So if it comes back a little bit further, this will be an ideal opportunity to start selling. We've been talking about that in detail yesterday. So moving on to gold. Sorry about this, guys. The good news is it is worth having your template saved because it means it's not too difficult to get all your charts back. So sideways moving pattern for gold. If we break lower, our bias would be to the downside, but we'd really need to see that dollar strength trade. So now finally moving on to the, this is on the hourly. It's worth looking at really. We're not really making any progress. We're just trading between all-time high and this little low in here really. We're just in a bit of a tight range. Bit of a bounce off the lows yesterday, and we've got a decision to make off the back of the CPI and the FOMC as to whether we we break out and rally above 53.75, or whether this market rolls below the 53.28. So we've got a bit of a tight range there. And we'll probably get big moves in one direction or the other. Same analysis really across the Nikkei, the Nasdaq, just in this little sideways pattern since Friday evening. Dow Jones, slightly in a different dynamic. It's still moving sideways, but we're much lower than these all-time highs. That's from the daily time frame. So we're just a little bit further away from these all-time highs up at these higher levels. But again, a lot of indecision and a lot of choppy price action over the last four trading days. So it really does, it looks like this market is really waiting for the FOMC. And then they will probably react really quite significantly. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10 days of really just choppy sideways moving price action for the German DAX. And last but not least, which we haven't traded for a while, the yen has been a bit of a basket case. We kept identifying opportunities in the yen rather than the Nikkei. So a lot of sideways moving price action there with the potential for a break to the upside. So just quickly, regarding our trade plan, a bit of sideways moving price action for these markets. So let's call it as it is. So really, we've got a mixed market conditions. So the next news event that the markets seem to be focusing on is the Fed, is the CPI numbers tomorrow and the Fed in the afternoon. So mixed market conditions as we await US CPI inflation numbers and FOMC. So we've got both events on the same day this time around. So that's going to be a really interesting dynamic. Right. So what I'm going to do is, from a trade plan perspective, we can continue to look at the crude oil, because if we do just rally a little bit higher, there's a great trading opportunity. Primarily, we want to keep all options open. Right. I think this can be kind of a strategy that we probably should be adopting. There's a high degree of uncertainty. We kind of got mixed market dynamics. It looks as if the prices are going to sort of be patient and wait for CPI and PPI, and the FOMC tomorrow. We can't control when the markets move. We can only make decisions when they do start moving. And if they move in line with our expectations, we'll probably take the trades. If the opportunities present themselves. So really, yeah, it's a bit of a, yeah, good morning, Colin. Listen, no worries at all. You've actually missed nothing. We were waiting very patiently to see if we could pull the trigger on a few trades, and those opportunities never sort of came our way. So frustratingly, more important to be sitting on your hands now at this point, but we'll be watching crude oil very carefully to see if we get an opportunity to start selling crude oil up at these higher, so 76, 77, $78 levels currently, and with the view of it pushing a little bit higher to 79, that would be a really interesting trade to start selling crude oil up at $79. So it's what we were talking about yesterday. We're surprised to see such a rally yesterday, but you know, nothing should really surprise us. But yeah, it's hopefully going to play out so that we can pull the trigger on that one, perhaps in the not too distant future. So let's keep an eye on it. All right, guys, I'm going to post that into the chat box for you, and feel free to take that away. Narratives are a bit tricky because it's going to depend whether CPI number comes in kind of supporting a dovish Fed or more of a hawkish Fed. It'd be our opinion that we're probably more so in the hawkish Fed. The headline month on month, you see, sometimes you can have two or three elements which are very, very, let's say, hawkish led, and you can have one element which is very, very dovish, and the dovish really takes control of the hawkish. Almost the hawkish stuff gets pushed to one side, and the market seems to focus exclusively off that little element of kind of dovishness, and will react accordingly to it. So it's just this engineered marketplace where it seems like the only trade is really to the upside. It's a buy-only market. That's what it seems and feels like. We're looking for a couple of opportunities to sell based on, you know, market fundamentals. And as we saw on Friday, strong reversal off a strong sell signal and then rallies to all-time highs. So this is a very interesting dynamic for that reason. Okay, look, we'll wrap it up there, guys. We'll switch rooms. Apologies for these chart difficulties this morning. It was just prior to actually broadcasting as well, so it was very, very bad timing. Completely my fault, so I can't even blame anybody. So I'll have a word with myself once I've finished. All right, great stuff. Listen, thanks very much for joining us as always. We'll switch rooms now to a European live trading mentorship room. So if you can join us for that, fantastic. If you are interested in learning how to trade, you can access one of our live trading and education bundles on our website. It starts at just $59 per calendar month. For more information, just go to the live trade room and do feel free to connect with us through our website if you need. Great stuff. On that note, listen, take care. We'll speak to you soon. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.